I was taking the night train close to midnight, staying out of the rain on the long ride home. When she turned from the window, lit up a smile and said, have you heard Pete Jones on the radio? Pete Jones, have you heard?
That was our little warm-up to greet happily the lovely Dan Sumner. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Was that all right?
Me.
Did you like the fanfare?
Excellent.
Yeah, is it good? Are you in the mood now?
Oh, definitely.
Of course you are.
Definitely.
When are you never in the mood? You're always in the mood, aren't
always,
you?
Always.
You're the man that is in the mood.
That's right. That's me.
That's what they say. I'm just looking at Facebook and I see a beautiful photo of you. You must have very small assistants that run around and take, because I can't see anyone around here that must have taken that. So
exactly.
You are high-teched up, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tuned in.
You are tuned in, as I hope you guys are. 97.2 FM, obviously. You're listening to The Pete Jones Show. We have Dan Sumner here, back on the sort of coattails of Storm on an Island, which was, I think you came in, was it like 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Was it four or five?
Yeah, perhaps a bit longer, but that time.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because had this album, it hadn't quite come out.
No.
That's right.
And I was worried about it coming out, basically,
hoping
it would be finished, and it was, which is good.
I remember around, the reason why I was getting a little bit confused, I remember around September promoting it big time. I think you had the launch, is that right?
Yeah, we had the launch, actually. Yeah, it was in November.
There you go. you know what?
Same season.
Look at these people, all four of them. They're back there. They're playing bar football. I mean, this is the kind of researchers I've got.
Yeah,
what should I do with them?
Well, I don't know.
Seriously. I mean, look at the money they're wasting.
True.
The money. Reverb is not made of money. And these researchers. Well, anyway, you carry on. Let's do something.
What's a month? Yeah, it was November. We had the album launch in November, which was great. The Prince Albert. Really good gig. And played a few more gigs around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone down. I mean, I played one last week, of course, but I've worked my way almost through every track on the album, I think.
Fantastic.
Including Mr. Boatman, which, incidentally,
does have an expletive. Yes.
Yes, but I love that song. I love that song. And you put in the same word about 10 times and he keeps saying it. I go, every time I go, we could take, it's almost like slow punches. You think, well, I could take one of them, two, three,
I need to record a radio-friendly version.
It's a shame, though, isn't it? Because it's, it needs those words. I know what you're doing there.
Yeah, it does.
And they're not particularly rude words, really.
Not massively.
Not
in the grand scale of things.
But just on the radio, hearing
it. It's probably the repetition which does it, isn't
it's the repetition. It is, because I know if I'm driving around with my kid in the back, I get away with one or two.
Yeah.
Then kids love repetition, don't they?
Yeah, my sons, they sing it loud,
Loud and proud. This is Daddy's finest hour.
Yeah.
And when they're at school and the teacher goes, where did you find that? The guy says, my daddy's song.
Yeah, as long as they sing it, don't say it. I think it's fine, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. Is that the rule? I don't know. You're not a primary school teacher, are you?
No.
Fair enough. So long as you sing it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bit like sort of singing an argument in front of the kids to your partner.
Yeah. It would definitely sound less harsh, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I can see it's not a foolproof strategy.
Not really. Kids love a song. I know that. That is true. So on the back of this album, Storm on an Island, incidentally, what's the best place for people to go to? to see if they can get hold of it.
To purchase it, well.
Because I think they should have a hard copy, don't you?
I absolutely do, yeah. I still believe in hard copies, you know. But a bit old school CDs.
I have never done a download. I've never bought a download.
No, I don't think anyone has, have they?
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't even do that. I mean, I go out and I buy the vinyl or the CD and I want it. I don't want a download.
Yeah.
You know, is that so Luddite it's beyond?
Well, unfortunately, not everyone shares that.
No. I wish they did.
I wish they did. Yeah, absolutely. But yes, to answer your question, I mean, they can go, you know, all the normal Amazon and MP3, iTunes, Spotify, check it out. But to buy the CD, just go to the website, dansumner.co.uk, and just click on Stormland Island, purchase the CD.
God, doesn't sound any difficult. I mean, that is pretty simple, right?
That's pretty simple.
What is not to know about that?
Exactly.
Can you talk me through the Hummingbird project and your connection? Because I know that's close to your heart, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, I've kind of been working with a couple of different refugee organisations. The Hummingbird's one of them. I mean, I don't, you know, I haven't been working that much with them. It was kind of more, I videoed a couple of their processions that they did, part of kind of a bit of a music video that I was putting together. And I know Elaine from the Hummingbird, and she does fantastic work here in Brighton with kind of raising awareness about refugees. Yeah, she was really helpful with that project, and I just got to know her through that. And yeah, they do fantastic things. I've seen you've got a Don't Hate Gyrate sign up there,
which is from
the Hummingbird.
Yes, we do.
So I've been kind of in connection with them, and also with Tunbridge Wells Welcomes Refugees. That's the big one that I've been sort of working with, and helped to put on Festival of Hope, which was a festival in Kent to raise awareness of...
This is what I was getting, because that was September, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that was September.
I remember, and I was mentioning that.
See? Yeah.
I was off, but not that off.
Not that off.
No, in a scheme of things.
Those months were relevant.
They were relevant.
Yeah.
They were.
So,
I want to put something to you, because this is something that you have thought about a lot. What on earth can we do about the refugees and the crisis and
the
problem?
Well, I don't know. I certainly don't know the answer to that.
Are we hitting a turning point? Is there light at the end of this tunnel? Are we letting anyone in? Are we helping?
I don't know. I mean, in terms of informing government policy, that's kind of, well, yeah, unfortunately well beyond me, but... In terms of raising awareness, I think, you know, projects like the Hummingbird Project and Tunbridge Wells Welcomes Refugees and lots of other Sanctuary on Sea and lots of other organisations.
Because this is my point. Okay, Tunbridge Wells recognises or welcomes refugees.
Yeah.
Surely that is pie in the sky stuff if the country in general doesn't. You can't open your doors.
Well, I think that...
Can you?
I mean, that particular... organisation is working on a very local level, so they're just trying to look after refugees, and there are not many, to be honest, that have been.
So they're welcoming the ones that are already here.
Yeah, and it's all about teaching English, helping, things like that.
Yeah, but in terms of opening the doors wider,
on a wider scale, yeah, I think it's just about keeping it in the public domain, isn't it? It's kind of reminding people that it's very much still there, because obviously it doesn't get covered on the news like it did at certain times.
Well, it's whenever Calais flares up, then we'll get it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, as long as it's in Calais and not in Dover, then we brush it under the carpet, don't
we? Yeah, absolutely.
It's not our problem.
So I think what people like Elaine are doing with Hummingbird Project is brilliant, because it's just continually kind of putting it out there, and they're very proactive about raising money, but also about just, you know, raising awareness. So.
Are any of these songs on this album to do directly with that crisis?
Yeah, well, the rising tide was kind of, it's more specifically kind of about the negative press that refugees were getting at that time, and that's kind of the anti-refugee campaign that was sort of going on in certain tabloid newspapers.
Sure.
Well, you know,
and I guess, you know, we're still on the sort of on the wave of the UKIP high, I mean, I know they're not anymore, and the Brexit vote, which was, in my mind, so wrapped up with refugees and immigrants and people already here, that it's hard to put your head above, isn't it? Still, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, the general mood of the country, I don't think, has changed dramatically in the last year, possibly.
No, I mean, it's hard to gauge, isn't it? Because I think Brighton is a very welcoming place in general, and I think it's probably, you can kind of live in a bit of a bubble, can't you? And sort of not realise what's going on in the rest of the country.
You don't have to go too far outside, though, do you?
Yeah.
That's the scary bit. Dan, what track would you... I know I mentioned that, The Rising Tide. What would you like to play first?
I could. I think I'm just going to play Money Brings the House Down.
Of course you should do. And it always brings this house down, my friend. and we will mention, actually, this is a good one to talk, because I want to ask you about the Badger 40th download anniversary after this. But in the meantime, guys, this is Dan Sumner. It's the title track. No, it's not. Shut up. Shut up, Pete. Shut up. It's not. It's the first track, Money Brings the House Down, from Dan's latest album. Take it away.
Many strings to my bow. They say I'm driven by greed. I didn't plant the seed. This is the modern world for every boy and girl. But who was led astray? And couldn't pay their way. Oh, money brings the house down. Money brings the house down. Money makes the world go round. Don't want to watch the news today. News of another failed state. An economy that couldn't pay, and another life laid to waste. This is the modern world for every boy and girl. But who was led astray? Then couldn't pay their way.
Down there from Dan Sumner's, the first track. Storm on an Island from Dan Sumner. It's such a cracking song. That is a great, we've been playing it a lot. Obviously, that was kind of the main single of it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there were a couple, but yeah, that was the main one.
Yes. It has been picked up, I noticed, for this 40th download anniversary entitled Badger. It's for a sort of fattier showcase session, Spring 18.
Yeah.
Do we know much about this? This is a pretty good scoop, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a showcase I think they do for a year, one every season. And it's the 40th one, so it's kind of celebratory for them. And they put, it's basically a kind of blues roots sort of blog review called Fatia. And
that's F-A-T-E-A.
Yeah.
Showcase.
And so Money Brings the House Down is going to be part of that showcase session. It's a free download. which is going to be available from the 1st of February.
That is so cool.
Yeah, until the 30th of April, I think.
Okay. And that's just kind of a good old promotional tool, I guess, for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know how they found you? Was it?
Well, they reviewed the album, which was great, and there's a review on their website, and just asked me if they could include one of the songs on the showcase. Obviously, I thought that was great. It's great publicity, and I really like the music that they put on there, and the, you know, the bands that they've reviewed and everything. So yeah, it was a perfect, really.
Yeah, we talked about the rising tide and the refugees, political issues. We talked that song, "Money Brings the House Down," obviously very socially aware, political with a small p, I guess. Is this something that kind of drives your writing? Do you feel that it has to have something about it if you were to write it at all?
Well, not necessarily that has to have something. I mean, the next song I'm going to do is completely different, sort of not political at all. But it's, yeah, I think more and more it's informed my songwriting. I mean, we had a chat about this last time, didn't we, in terms of like sort of politics in songwriting. And I think it's still very much that people write songs to politics. Perhaps they're not as influential as they used to be in, you know, Bob Dylan's time or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, it definitely has informed, not consciously really. It's just kind of been something that, you know, you feel passionately about, so you feel the need to kind of express it in some way, to write about it.
And are you writing now? Are you having a break from it, or yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm still writing, and sort of putting a new album together at the moment, sort of kind of really at the beginning of that project. But yeah, always writing. That's what I really enjoy, writing and recording and playing live as much as possible. But yeah.
Where are you most comfy? In the studio? On stage?
I don't know. I love the whole recording process and arranging songs as part of the writing process and producing. But I also really love playing live. I just think perhaps it's easier to record these days because you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
And whereas playing live takes a lot of kind of work in terms of promotion and getting gigs, and there's a lot which is kind of perhaps outside your control to a degree. So I think partly for that reason, I've probably been doing more recording rather than playing live in the last sort of few years.
Yeah,
but I still really love it, and I particularly like playing live with the band and with the gig we did at the Prince Albert last year. I mean, I love that because there's nothing like sort of playing with, and you know, a group of musicians. That's what it's all about. Everyone adding something to it.
And are these guys that you work with off and on anyway?
Yeah, very, very lucky, because they're two brothers, Joe and John Sam, who I grew up with, really playing music, and they're fantastic rhythm section, and they're sort of professional musicians. So I'm pretty busy, but it's very nice of them to squeeze, doing these sort of projects.
I think they kind of enjoy it. If they're going to work with you, I think it's a privilege.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, thank you very much, people.
No. Now, listen, you said you're writing. Does that mean you're in the recording studios off and on at the moment? You got stuff that is sort of three quarters there? Are we looking for a Dan Sumner spring album?
that would be quite ambitious, but that would be lovely. But no, it's not going to be quite that soon, possibly by the end of the year.
Yeah,
but probably more likely next year, really. No, it's still very much in its infancy and kind of at the writing stage. I'm not in studios. I'm sort of at that pre-production stage, putting ideas together, messing about with things.
Is it quite exciting having that little fun, sort of that as a project sort of brewing, that you know that 2018 will be that album?
Absolutely. I sort of need to have a project on the go, really, otherwise I go a bit mad.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
So it's just for my sake and
it's
my wife's.
It's a drive. Yeah, I'd imagine. Now listen, do you want to play another track? What have you got?
Yeah, okay, so this is a new track, actually. So this is called Magpie.
Okay, but just before, if you are listening and you want to get us a little text, a little shout out, or a hi to Dan, or anything at all, do text us 07-909-547-336. Dan, please take it away.
Well, I could not dream of rivers notions that swell. Just the skies and shores I know well, but they don't reach to your door, and they don't rattle these walls. I had no right to catch your eye. I know I don't sparkle like others might, but tonight I think I might just shine over oceans you glide, my little magpie. Oh, I, my little magpie. Oh, I, little magpie. There are those that dream of diamonds and gold, but I'm not so brash or so bold to believe I could steal with a kiss a love that every heart would miss. I had no right to catch your eye. I know I don't sparkle like others might, but tonight I think I might just shine over oceans you glide, down the seasons I spy love that lies in your eyes, my little magpie. My little magpie. Oh, I, little magpie. You got me dreaming of you, and you got me dreaming of you. Over oceans you glide, and you got me dreaming of you, and you got me dreaming of you. My little magpie.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank, is that a brand newie?
Yeah, it's quite new. Probably, well, in the last few years, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely the one, one of the ones I'm kind of recording at the moment.
It's okay, when you say last few years, this sounds like there's just this amazing back catalogue of Dan Sumner's tracks that kind of brew away for a while. They fermentate.
Yeah.
And then they're ready.
I think that...
Is that how you
work? I think
work?
That's very much how I write. I mean, occasionally I'll sort of write something quite quickly and then record it, but often it's kind of ideas or half-written songs, or sometimes kind of fully, but don't kind of get realised until... later, yeah, sometimes several years.
And when you get together with the guys that you were talking about, I know that was for a gig, do you sort of write stuff with them sometimes? Do you produce one of these half-written songs?
I have done in the past.
Because that must be a lovely thing.
Yeah, what sort of collaborating on the writing?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, but obviously pretty well with a song that's almost there, but not quite, and then you sort of bring it and hear it grow.
Yeah, I definitely have done that in the past, kind of with other projects and a friend of mine that we kind of wrote together quite a lot and produced EPs together. But in with these particular people that I was talking about before playing at the Prince Albert, no, I mean, that was kind of, in fact, sort of a lot of the songs were kind of written and then I'd kind of bring them to them and then sort of go into the studio quite quickly. I mean, obviously, they bring lots to the project and they write their own lines and everything. So it's kind of, it is a collaborative effort, but it's sort of more kind of expected me coming with the song, if you see what I mean.
And do you do this from the other side with anyone else? Do you come in with anyone else that you know?
Not really. Again, in past projects I've done that, and that's been really nice actually, because it kind of takes the pressure off you
yeah.
a little bit as the main sort of writer, and you go in and, you know, work with someone else's idea. I really enjoy that as well, and if I had the time, yeah, I'd like to do that more.
Is this where 2018 is going? If you were to come in this time next year, well, who knows, of course. I mean, who does know? But would it be, we would be discussing the latest album, you would have had a few gigs, and this is the kind of the trajectory.
Yeah, that would be nice if I was optimistic.
Yeah, yeah. Which you are, half full, come on.
Yeah, I'd say it'd all be released and, yeah. But
down and dusted.
But yeah, looking back on the last one, that probably took a couple of years. So,
well, I was trying to read this. Of course, it's written for only my son to read. It is so
very small
print, for goodness sake. I was trying to see who you worked with and stuff and producing and all the rest. How much of a hand do they have?
Well, Matsul Rutter, who is the guy I did a lot of the recording with, had a huge amount to do with it and co-producing it. Yeah, a lot was done sort of after the recording in the kind of, you know, post-production sort of stage, mixing and everything. Yeah, he had a very big hand in it.
Yeah, but that's good.
And you would
work with all these guys again? This is the kind of...
Yeah, Matt, I mean, Matt's fantastic, and I've worked on other projects with him in the past and he's very talented. And brings a lot to it. I mean, his studio is in the Lanes, called the Tape Room.
And
so he works on other projects, and he's very, very good at what he does.
What would be, I don't know if you ever do this live, but and I'm not asking you to do it now necessarily, but if you had a cover of choice, what kind of tracks, if there is one, would you?
I often play the John Martin one, which is on the album.
Do you now?
One World, yeah. Which I think I played last time I was here.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, I think I sort of need an electric for that one. I do a cover of Bjork, Yoga, which I like a lot.
Yeah.
I love that kind of era of Bjork, those albums. And I do a bit of a Dolly Parton one.
Of course you do.
Of course.
Seriously.
Islands in the Stream.
Yes. Doing so, both parts.
Yeah, so yeah.
You're not going to let any of that go to someone else.
No.
You are Kenny Rogers and Dolly.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. You've got to pull them both off.
I'm glad you said that. Good. On that note, would you like to play another song, sir?
Yes.
And I'm trying to get that image out of my head. It's very, very, very difficult. Yes, we will get you some water, sir.
We're looking
around. There's a team of people bevering, so this won't be the sound of me getting it for you.
Here comes the rising tide, here come the old divide. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fails? Here comes the rising tide, here come the old divide. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fails? I know you think we're not the same. Our lives aren't born out of circumstance, they're ours to shape. I know you think we're not the same, but where does it end? What will you defend? Here comes the rising tide, here come the old divide. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? The kindness fails. Here comes the rising tide, here comes the sharp decline. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fails? I know, can't lock myself away. Go bury my head in the sand, 'cause I don't relate. 'Cause these fears are here to stay, and hate breeds hate, there's no time to waste. Here comes the rising tide, here comes side. Here comes the sharp decline. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fades? Kindness fades. Kindness fails. What's love got to do to get through to you? What's love got to do to get through? Here come the old divides. Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fails? Does everybody read the Daily Mail? Does everybody think kindness fails?
There you go. The Rising Tide, the track we were talking about from Dan Subner's album, Storm on an Island. What did you say? Was like, what?
Oh, finally played The Rising Tide.
Yes, finally. Yeah. He says, halfway through a bottle of scotch, I should say. Just to get that vocal sound you're hearing so beautifully. Oh, man, that's a great song. I do
Thank
love that.
Thank you very much.
By the way...
So I'm going to do a bit of tuning.
You tune away, my friend. You do that, and we will just talk right over it. Yes, we have obviously, as you can see around, you see all these newspapers here, but no Daily Mail, you know. So we don't read the Daily Mail here. Are we missing something? Is it good? I mean, what's the deal?
With the, well, no, it's, I mean, to be honest.
Yes,
you know,
come on, be honest.
It's quite an easy target, really. In
of course
terms
it is, of course. But is it a justified target?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that song, that particular song was inspired by, like, I mean, that was a song that was kind of written just on the spot.
Yeah.
And it was inspired by going to a cafe.
Yeah.
In another town.
Right, just to get that up. Yeah. I mean, I think that was your mistake, to be honest. If you're going to go into a cafe in another town, then there you go.
I left the city. That was the mistake.
That was the mistake. You walked sort of into that, straight into
exactly.
that. I noticed in the news, Virgin Rail, I think it was, within a week of announcing they were no longer going to stock the Daily Mail, reversed the decision, and now they are going to stock
the
Daily Mail.
Well, there you go, Richard Branson, what can you do?
What can you do? What was going on there? That was an interesting week of mail, not mail.
nicely done.
Yes, thank you.
So, I was in a cafe,
yes.
and basically... It was just kind of a sea of that particular paper, and everyone was reading that paper, and that's all I could see. And it was honestly like that. And it was kind of one of those sort of typical, you know, anti-migrant headlines. And it just kind of, I don't know, had this kind of wave of, well, I suppose depression, of kind of thinking about, you know, what people thought and kind of the negative image that was sort of being portrayed. And yeah, that's where that song came from.
Yeah, it's, you know, as Billy Bragg once said, you know, when you wake up to the fact that your paper is Tory, just remember there are two sides to every story. And, that, you know, that is an important thing.
Did he say that? In a song?
I will sing it if you want.
Well, it does sound like it should be a song.
It is a lyric from a song, of course. And a mighty fine song it is too. It's called It Says Here is the name of the song. It's a very good song. I know it word for word, but we won't go there because I'm this side of the desk.
Please do.
People have not tuned in to hear the Pete Jones show with Pete Jones singing. That is not how it goes.
Oh, go on.
Give me a sip of that whiskey and I'll do it. Now, listen, what would you like to sing? Because the stage is yours, my friend, and I'm warming up to it and I'm loving it.
Well, this is the last song on the album.
Yes.
That's a song called The Year of the Snake.
Yes, it is. It needs no introduction, clearly.
No introduction. I could be out wrestling with fate on the lookout for love, but getting there too late and chasing dreams I never had, and watching every good thing oh turn sour and bad. But what you got is what I need, darling. Hope and light keep me on an even keel, darling. What you got, oh, is what you need, darling. Hope and light keep me on an even keel, darling. Smiles I could never resist. So what you got is what I need, darling. Hope and light keep us on an even keel, darling. What you got, oh, is what we need, darling. Hope and light keep us on an even keel, darling. You keep me on an even keel, darling. You keep me on an even keel, darling. You keep me on an even keel, darling. Love abounds. It's in the heart of all that astounds. I wanna reach a summer head. Forever love, forever there. You keep me on an even keel, darling. You keep me, you keep me on an even keel, darling. You keep me, keep me on an even keel, darling. You keep me, you keep me on an even keel, darling.
Fantastic song, The Year of the Snake. Last track of Dan Sumner's latest album, Storm on an Island. I urge you so strongly to get yourself a copy of this album. I've had it in the car for a while and it just spins around and around. I love it.
Thank you very much.
I'm waiting to hear Money Brings the House Down Again, because that's what normally kicks in after that one, you see. I go, oh, it's back to the beginning. Love that. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to drop this on you and you can spit it right back at me. There is time. Do you want to do a little cover? A cheeky little number. Just a cheeky one. God, no one's listening. We'll be fine.
I don't know if I know the words for that.
Don't we?
No. I might have to tune. Is that right?
Tune in. Are you kidding? Of course it's all right. Okay. It's dansumner.co.uk.
Dansumner.co.uk indeed.
So please, folks, go there. We've got a lovely little photo of Dan singing his absolute heart out on the Pete Jones Show. We put it on the Pete Jones Show page. He's looking absolutely fab. Fabulous he is in the old cloth cap and everything. So it's all going on.
All going on.
Anyone you'd like us to say hello to who might be listening?
Well,
Is anyone still up in the house?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah. They definitely won't be in bed. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife Emmy and my sons Ruben and Leo, who might be listening.
I hope so.
I've probably got bored and have walked off.
If you are still out there, do text us. Obviously, we'll say hi. 07909 547 336. We're doing a cheeky little extra here, you know, just like at the end of the CD when you keep the thing spinning and suddenly you hear this.
Gone how this song starts.
Well, it started like that. That was good enough for me. That was like one of those tracks I played earlier.
Oh dear. No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's been like the grasshopper track that took 4 hours to start, but it was good. I was nodding off, to be honest. I loved it.
Okay, I think I might try another one.
Yeah, try another one. Check it out. I mean, luckily, by the time we go on air, we'll have got this bit down to a fine
art. Okay, excellent. Some of us live like princes, some of us live like queens. Most of us live just like me, and we don't know what it means to make our way in one world, to take our place in one world, to stake our claim in one world, to have our say in one world. If you ain't got two words to say, well, I can't talk to you. There's no use crying, there's been no crime. I said it's just the way the wind blows, just the name of the game, the way of the world, the way of the world, the way of the world, the way of the world. Cold and lonely, cold and lonely, it's a cold and lonely world out there. Cold and lonely, cold and lonely, it's a cold and lonely world out there. That's all we got, oh, one world out there. One world, believe it or not. One world, like it or not. One world out there. Some of us live like princes, some of us live like queens. Most of us live just like me, and we don't know what it means to make our way in one world, to take our place in one world, to stake our claim in one world, to have our say in one world.
Very, very beautifully done. Thank you so much.
I can't believe I forgot the lyrics. I haven't remembered them now.
Of course you will. I couldn't have thrown you deeper into that end if I tried. You are such a good sport, mate.
That was a better cover. So,
well, you know, that is John Martin, One World. Absolutely.
That one is on the album as well.
Well, there you go. You see, people, come on, man. Listen, can you just really, honestly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And just being so brilliant and doing whatever we ask. It's such a joy. Should we do this again next year? Never do that, because I'll chuck you in another deep end. Dan, can we do this again?
That would be brilliant.
Next year.
Anytime.
Well, I tell you what time, when the album comes out. Okay. And I'll give you monthly texts to see how on earth it is going. Would that be okay?
That'll give me the push I need.
That's what we need, a little push.
Excellent.
In the meantime, anything coming up, do let us know. We will always promote you.
Fantastic.
And great, good luck with Badger 40th download anniversary. What do people do? Go search FATEA, Fatia?
You go to Fatia website. And just download it from there, from 1st of February.
People, this is a freebie. I'm not making enough of this. This is free, and there's about 15 tracks on this album.
Some really good artists on the album.
I know what I'm doing tonight, I tell you. That's me. That's me downloading. Downloading.
Not yet, it's 1st of February.
Oh, what? I will remember. I'll try and remember and promote it again at the end of the month. Dan, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
Love you as always.
Thanks very much. Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.